Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We welcome in Trista Crick, host of the Heat Check podcast, and of course, BetMGM tonight on the BetQL Network. TK, you enjoy last night as much as we did? Pause. Do you enjoy the games last night as much as we did?
Yeah, that's
sick.
Can we get a whistle?
Yeah. My bad.
Guys, hold yourself accountable as much as you can.
Got to.
Okay, so I bet on the Nuggets like 5 or 6 different times during that game. I only won 2 of the bets, but they were both delicious. They were just Nuggets money line. They were down 20 with 10 minutes left to go in the third quarter. And it was +360 for them to win the game. And I was like, $20, why not? Let's do it. And to watch that lead, a road is probably not the right word. I would say more like evaporate because it was just like gone. You know, you just look up and the lead is just dwindled away like condensation. It was delightful. LeBron, the only thing that I was sad about was how much of a masterpiece we got from LeBron and how it won't matter now, right? It was just so clutch. The 2 threes back to back to take the lead from 2 back to 8 was something super impressive. He went to the rack. What do you have? 11 fourth quarter points. Yeah. So he was doing all he could. But to watch the Nuggets be inevitable, especially considering I was standing 10 toes down on my square of the LeBroom thing.
LeBroom. So,
and I'm like, oh, maybe I'm wrong. Like, but this, even if they would have won that game, they played as good as they possibly could play for like 3 quarters, and it still was not enough. That's just, you're not going to get that D'Lo game where he has 6 threes. No, probably.
And that was demoralizing. And that's what I was.
Everybody saw D'Lo got hit in the face.
Well, you know, I don't even know. What are we doing here? Says the guy who goes to the line 250 more times than anybody in the league. Okay, LeBron. Maybe the message is right. Wrong messenger. Wow. We do not want to hear that from you in the Lakers. Okay. But I was going to say as well, Trista, when you were breaking that down, like, sure, if we go back play by play, there's some things that the Lakers could have done here and there. It wasn't even like the Lakers played like that bad. Like, it wasn't like this crazy collapse. It was just kind of the Nuggets kind of walking them down. And then Jamal Murray, what he did in those final 3 possessions. Man, that we haven't even talked about that game. We talked about the Knicks game a little bit. We hadn't even talked about that game yet. Yeah. And that was an unbelievable finish.
Jamal Murray is my favorite postseason player, and that's why. Like, the things that he does, even though he had a horrible game overall, like, it felt like the ball was overinflated all game until, like, the last 3 minutes. But, like, if you didn't splash, it's not going in. Unless it's, like, straight cash, that ball is rimming out and going back out into the transition. Like, I got a little caught up with the rimming out. So let me just pause.
That's fine. I saw it. Like, I could see your, I could actually see the nervousness developing on your face as you said it. Yep.
So for him to be having so much turbulence in his game throughout the course of it, and even Jokic wasn't making the shots that he normally makes in the third quarter. And I was like, wow, this is like very uncharacteristic of them. But Jamal Murray, man, when it's winning time, when it's the playoffs, when it's the fourth quarter of crucial games, he's just that guy. He said it was his first game winner at the buzzer in the NBA, but he was like, oh, in Canada, I was doing this all the time. This is like all I did.
Yeah. That was an amazing moment. That was a great moment.
That was a hell of a shot.
It was.
Like when you look at the Anthony Davis switch and the closeout.
When AD switched on to him, I was like, oh, I don't know what this shot is going to look like because you don't have a whole lot of time left. Mm-hmm. You got AD barreling down on you. I didn't know if he was going to be able to get a clean look off, man, but that was an all-time playoff moment last night. That was an all-timer.
It kind of remind me of not the way that the shot went in, because obviously that one had a lot more drama. But remember that Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah, the high arcing. Yeah.
In the corner, fall away, and then
over
it bounced. Like, same spot on the court, too. I was like, ooh, that gave me chills a little bit.
Mm,
You know what else we didn't talk about was, like, Tyrese Maxey giving up the ball on that last play to Joe was kind of tough. Well, it's like he was trying to create. He wasn't really sure what he had, so he just gave the ball to Joel, who had to chuck it up in the air. And it's like, oh,
that's a grenade.
You
sir,
can't do that.
Yeah.
He didn't have the best look, but he
Joel wasn't ready to shoot.
Yeah, though, like Joe wasn't even thinking about it.
He should have been ready to shoot. What you gonna do? Go for an offensive board? You're 28 feet away. Be ready to shoot.
Yeah.
He had the ball, and it wouldn't have counted because he didn't get the shot off in time.
Nick Nurse is one of my favorite coaches in the league. His post-game comments were tremendous. Like, listen, I call the timeout multiple times.
Are you covering the microphone?
Maybe.
Yep, there you go.
Nick Nurse said he called timeout multiple times, and they just looked right past him like they didn't even see it.
He's exaggerating a little bit. I saw one that was questionable. Like
before
the
ball was
tell.
Inbounded.
Well, I saw the one when it was inbounded. When he was trapped over there, I couldn't tell. I saw him signaling for it, and like I said, you'd have to do the freeze frame and all this other stuff to see if Maxey actually had possession still or not. That one's a little touchy, but I don't know. It's multiple times, and That's a little bit of an exaggeration there, Nick. Nicholas.
No surprise, but no Giannis tonight. Mm. I don't think Giannis is playing in this series.
I don't think so either.
Do you have any thoughts on your former love, Dame Lillard, in the in the first half he had in game one?
It's like when you've broken up with somebody and then you guys broke up in the winter. You know, and then summer comes and there's like, you know, the state carnival or like there's like a big barbecue, a block party, everything's popping, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, you're having a good time, you're doing your thing, you're talking to your friends, and then you look up and you're like, God dang, like, there they are, just looking fine as hell, just doing all the fine things they did. They got their girl on their arm and you're like, dang. They still look fine, you know? It was like that.
you'd seen them, you know, all winter, just, you know.
Had a jacket on. Had the puppy coat on.
It was like, remember
they weren't shaving. Yeah, they weren't shaving.
That's what it is.
Because it was like, okay, so the winter of Dame was like the first season of Insecure when Lawrence was in those sweatpants all the time and he hadn't shaved and he was looking all bummy. He had no job, and you're like, get the hell out of my apartment. And then he works for that tech company.
Yeah, he got the tech company, buddy.
He got the tech company, buddy. He's lined up.
Got the
he's
nice suits on.
He takes off his shirt, and you're like, oh, my God. That's how I felt.
Tristan be looking at dudes. Hey, man, that dude exfoliates.
Yeah.
Look, that dude's got he got an exfoliating brush and a polish bar.
Yeah, you're like, man, you don't have one bump. Don't have one discoloration. Everything's just moisturized and shiny in a great way. Your skin looks,
That's $200 skincare routine right there.
Dame had all that going in the first half on Sunday.
He could have scored 70. He had 35 in the first half, and he was like, I'll just take the rest of the game off.
I am done.
What about, we were talking about it yesterday, and we don't talk about the player, so to speak. We talk about the coverage, but that was a bad debut for Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh, yeah. He's when you talk about, as Kings fans, the rhetoric around De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton, let the criticism be as loud as the praise for Tyrese. Mm-hmm. Because everybody was like, oh, yeah, as Kings lost the trade, look at Hallie, like double-digit assists every night, 20 points every night. They're putting up 140 points every night. And, sir, it's winning time. Where are you at?
Right.
9-8-7, that's not good enough. Mm-hmm. That's just not against the Bucks. When Dame Lillard, by the way, we got to give him a little bit of his flowers. He had a bunch of deflections in that game. He decided he was going to play some damn defense and let the cone rhetoric die right there.
Do you think it's criminal that's a little aggressive? I don't agree with this, but do you think it's criminal that Tyrese Halliburton's on Team USA over a Dame? Over, we all know why Kyrie wouldn't make it, but over a Kyrie?
Yes. I do. I think it's criminal that Tyrese Halliburton has a spot over Chet Holmgren. Think about the content between Team France and Team USA. If it's Chet versus Wemby in Paris, the trash talking will be on 10. And we were robbed of that for little Tyrese Halliburton.
Hey, the Olympics are gonna be popping.
Yeah,
Olympics are gonna be. Yeah,
I'm trying to go.
Oh, TK in Paris is wild. TK in Paris is wild.
Bonjour, au revoir. A croissant.
Hey, you getting? Well, they might not go back for this series, but you getting up to the Garden?
You know, I'm thinking about going to Philly on Sunday. But I'm wondering, maybe I should take Tuesday off and go to the Garden.
Okay. Look like a movie last night.
My co-host had Monday off. One co-host had yesterday off. The other co-host has today off. I feel like I should get a day.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe that's Tuesday.
Looked like a movie last night in the Garden.
Crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Man. I did bet a little Sixers to win the series at plus 400. I still think that they could do it. They really – Joel Embiid's right. They really could – and should be up 2-0.
I really wish Joe wouldn't do what he did last night, where he did the whole media scrum with like his
Don't look up.
Joe. Come on, man. You one of the top five faces in the league. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Like, you say what you want to about LeBron James. LeBron James sits at the podium every day. You might not like what he says, but he sits there at the podium and he says what he's got to say.
Yeah.
Joe, you can't do that.
Nah, better than what AD did.
Well, I'm about to say, yo, AD.
He said Jamal Murray hit a shot and got up and left. Come on, man.
Drop that mic. This is
why. So orchestrated, too, by the way.
Did
you ever have, like, any super dramatic friends that whenever, like, some of your other friends get around them, they become extra dramatic as well and put extras on everything? I feel like LeBron's such a drama king or queen that, like, Anthony Davis has become a drama king as well.
And he's not even as good at it as LeBron.
Not nearly as good. He could never get his purse and walk out like LeBron did.
No, he couldn't.
He could not pull that off.
No. He could never pull off the short suit.
LeBron did his thing with that one. He did his thing with that one.
Yeah, he did. I was at that presser, and I was like, dang, that's a moment.
Yeah. No, that's an all-timer.
Of course TK was there. That's one of the great,
everywhere, bro.
That's one of the great press conference moments of all time. A man stands up, fixes his suit, grabs his purse and scolds the media on his way out.
I was in the aisle. I was literally like, well, I was in that aisle seat like three rows down. And I'm like, what the hell just happened?
What were people saying afterwards?
Like, what just went on there?
Be better
like,
tomorrow.
It's funny. The thing that's so funny about being at these, like, at the finals or even when we were in the first round of the playoffs last year together, the things that you see and hear and talk to one another as colleagues, at, like, for example, you could talk to, for example, like Ramona. I was talking to Ramona, and I think it was the finals last year with Denver and Miami. And, like, all of the narratives and, like, we were talking about just they're done. It's a wrap. Like, you can tell, you can feel it in the building, and media will say things that they really don't want to say on TV because it's just way too inflammatory, way too much standing on their square. But, like, she'd come up, and we'd talk, and she's like, oh, yeah, the series is over. This is in Miami. I think it was game after game three. Yeah, this is a wrap. They're not happening for them. Like, they have one game, and that's the last game they're going to get. It's not even close. You can just tell they're not even on another level. And, like, the drama that people will talk about. Remember that I don't even know what I would be called, like, scolded by Draymond for, like, you got a question about basketball? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that one? So, like, when I was in Toronto, I went out to eat that night or the next night, and, like, media members were going to the restaurant, and they would whisper to one another and point at me. Like, they're gossipers. Media mm-hmm. members, they're one of the worst ones.
Very much so.
They say all the same stuff that fans in the comment section of IG say, only they just have a credential.
I'm listening to you, but I'm trying to see if I see Trista.
I was thinking to say, I want to pull up the video and see if I see
this,
you too.
This isn't her, but there's a lady in the aisle, dark hair. That's not, that might be Trista. I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell. It might be.
But he said, I'm pulling it up.
TK, what's next for our Kings?
We got to make some moves, boys. Mm. Kayvon, it's been real.
Mm.
But I've got a taste for a new cupcake, and Red Velvet's not one of them.
Oh.
Well, Red Velvet does wear out quickly.
It does. Red Velvet, it's time for us to go a different direction. Mm. I don't know how you keep Malik. It feels like that's inevitably done. I don't know. It's
you think so?
End. Yeah, I mean, when De'Aaron said, like, listen, he's got to get his money and there's only so much time you can do, you know, you can maximize your earning potential and there's only so many years that we play in this league. So if he's going to get, I don't know, $30 million more to play in Orlando, would you turn down that? I don't know. He'd have a huge role on the Magic, too. You see how badly they need scoring? He would be a starter immediately.
He can't get $30 million more. He can get $22 million more.
Yeah, but then no state tax.
Oh, shut up, Trista.
There's that. But do you think...
I hate that.
So you know people. You talk to people. And maybe you haven't even asked them this question. But everything that I see, the reports that I see is D'Angelo Russell and Klay Thompson are their first two priorities in Orlando before Malik Monk. So have you heard any of that at all?
Yeah, I think Klay absolutely is their first priority. I just think that's like they got to move on fast because there's just no chance that Klay's going anywhere else but staying where he is. Mm. And I think if it was a different team, like maybe if it was the Lakers or something, or maybe if the Blazers were relevant, like he's got ties to both those cities, right? Like from L.A., grew up in Portland. Probably not even Portland. It would have to be L.A. and L.A. only. Mm-hmm. It would be the only thing that could lure him away, and that would be if they were just kind of rebuilding the entire team, not trying to retool. But I heard an interview with him and Draymond Green on Draymond Green's podcast right after they won the title in 2022, and he said he would rather retire than play for anyone other than Steve Kerr. It wasn't even a Golden State thing. It was like, I'm not playing for anyone other than Steve. So I don't see him going to, I don't want to say like a low budget franchise, but let's be honest, Orlando for a very long time hasn't been relevant. And to go from Golden State with that legacy and, you know, four rings, how is he going to do this whenever he gets into a scuffle when he's playing for Orlando.
That's a good point.
You know?
Good point.
You're playing the Orlando Magic, my guy. Like, what are you doing right now? So I don't think that's going to happen. I do think they'll prioritize that. D'Angelo Russell, it's funny that you said that because you watch Orlando and you say, like, they need D'Angelo Russell. Like, that's the first one of the first players that came to my mind. A three-point shooter who can also create his own shot off the dribble and can create for others. They do not have that outside of Paolo, and Paolo's not a great three-point shooter. They've got open guys just clanking all day, every day. So that's fascinating to me. But, yeah, I think probably D'Angelo Russell's a better fit in terms of size. I think they're both really good, though.
I think they are, too. I don't say this to, like, shade Malik, and I'm biased because I'm trying to find arguments for him not to leave, right? But I feel – I watch Orlando, and people say they need a guard that can score. I just think they need shooting.
Yes.
Like, more than somebody that is a streaky shooter but a great creator. You got your creator with Paolo. Like, when you want to create, it's going to be him. You just need somebody to be able to keep – the double teams off of them and knock it down. And that's where I think about Clay and even D'Angelo a little bit more than Malik. But Malik can shoot the rock too, though. Like, he's a top flight shooter as well, but I don't know.
They need good catching. They need a plethora of catch and shoot elite snipers. Like two, three of them. Because it's like Jonathan Isaac is their best three-point shooter. Did you know that?
That's not good. I did not know that. That's not okay.
That's bad. They were like 13% from three yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
You were. Can't get that done. It's a wrap. They're getting swept. I was so wrong. I was so wrong. It's
a wrap.
Yeah,
I think I picked them to win, too.
Yeah. You just particularly hated on Cleveland.
I don't
know what Cleveland ever did to you.
I don't have no problem with Cleveland. I don't. I'm just saying. I didn't think they was going to be able to get it done.
Couple of things. Not pertaining to our Kings, but pertaining to an earlier conversation. The last two-minute report is out, and it confirms Tyrese Maxey was fouled. Mm. It also confirms Nick Nurse should have been granted a timeout.
Mm. Didn't they protest?
They did.
Yes.
Games one and two.
Now they've gotten out of control.
So wait a minute. Did they actually protest or just say they were going to protest?
They're filing an official report. I don't know.
I don't know how you can lose it if you protest and the last 2 minute report.
But that's not how the protest works. The protest is you.
Like you'd have to go back to that time.
You
and
have
replay
to,
those moments.
You have to prove that it was like purposeful negligence or something like that.
Yeah, it's impossible then.
And like you can't like this is human error, and you're not going to win a protest on human error. It's still better than the Mavericks protest, but still,
when they were wrong the entire time, they were just being idiots.
Mark Cuban walking over to the announce team. We're going to file a protest. Okay, Mark, sit down.
Mark, they changed sides of the floor at every half. And this wasn't even at the half. This was like 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. You had 7 minutes of going the same direction. How did you not know?
As an all-timer.
You guys think the Mavericks are clipped? Think
no.
They're getting exposed?
No, but
not necessarily.
I think I like what I saw from the Clippers.
Yeah. There's a way to guard Dallas that I'm surprised a lot of people didn't do it towards the end of the season. And maybe they did and the others just stepped up, but it's You swarm Kyrie and Luka, and you dare Derrick Jones, P.J. Washington, and Dante Exum and Kleber to make a combined 11 threes on the night. And if they do, there's nothing you can do about it. But it's gonna be 50-50, I think.
What was it, 64-65 from those two guys the other night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you get another James Harden game of north of 25 points?
Let me check the calendar. It's a little spotty.
Well, it's still the first round, though.
Games one and two. I think he's good for games one and two. Shaky game three.
I'd argue he might be okay for the first round.
Maybe. He's going back to Texas, though. He'll probably make a pit stop in Houston.
You know he will. Dallas got some good ones too, though. From
they
what
get
I hear,
that foie
from
what I hear, yeah, I ain't never been to Dallas. And the strip club know. And the hookah bar. And
I don't know.
You'll do it up, you know.
Yeah, nah, James is. But the other thing was, PG didn't have a sensational game. So when James inevitably falls off, that's where PG's game will pick up a little bit.
Hopefully.
Phoenix, Minnesota. What do you think about Phoenix's first night performance?
Hey, Minnesota took everything we were saying personally, didn't they? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. They
Ant-Man
were like,
did. Ant-Man.
We thought they were hibachied. I was like, man, Ant Edwards is scoring on average 14 points against Phoenix this season. Rudy Gobert is a negative 25 on the floor. They don't have enough guys that can create their own shot. Karl Anthony Towns is injured. And you know what? All that was just incorrect. When Anthony Edwards decides there's nothing you're going to do about it and he gets it going early, he's really tough to stop. And I think Keith Smith said this on our show last night, and I thought it was so real. Like, he was so much smarter with the basketball through double teams. He didn't try to force his way through to break the double team. He accepted them, passed the ball out, let the double team dissipate, then get the ball back, because eventually the rotations break down, which Phoenix, like, they're not a great defensive team anyway. And then he was able to cook one-on-one instead of, you know, trying on that first double team to split the defense.
Tristan, I'm not breaking news here. I'm not Dr. Jack Ramsey or Hubie Brown here when I say this, but, man, I look at Ant every time I see him do something special. I'm like, this guy could be the best player in the league very soon. Like, because he does it all. He can score. He can score on all three levels. He can pass. He's a willing passer. He's a rebounder. He's a legit two-way player. He'll lock up. And he's got the charisma to do it. I think he'd be the best player in the league.
I think there's a distinction that I would make, not necessarily the best player in the league, the face of the league, which that's a branding thing, too. You have to have the skills to match.
Well, you have to have the backing, too. You have to have the backing of the league to get that.
Yep. And I think what you saw from him and Kevin Durant, that, like, I told you you were old. Yes, you can't guard me. And he's like,
by the way, you're my hero.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, this is the best moment of my life. I worship you. Like, you still can't guard me. KD, my idol, can't guard me. Oh my God. He's got that, like, infectious, childlike demeanor that makes, I think, older curmudgeons sort of melt a little bit and fall back in love with the game, which is what Adam Silver should want, right? Enthusiasm, this joy. That's what makes Steph Curry so good. He plays with joy. Most people that cook, they play with anger, you know, ferocity. He is smiling ear to ear out there. And perfect skin, by the way, exfoliated, really well exfoliated. Yeah. So I think he could be the face. Because I think Shea and him are very close in terms of their skills. Like, they can do a lot of the same things. Different body types, different play style in terms of, like, how they want to get downhill. Shea more shifty. Shea has, like, better footwork. But, like, both can three-level score, both two-way players.
Does Shea have the personality?
And I don't think Shea has the personality for it.
He's got the whole, you know, league fit situation. And he's got charisma, but he doesn't speak that much.
No, he doesn't. And I think on top of that, the league probably would prefer an American player.
Was Shaq ever the face of the league? Because he was kind of in that weird.
He was close. I mean, his first 2-3 years. The phenomenon that was. He was, and Jordan was still around, so it's hard to say he was the face.
Yeah.
But he was, they pushed
He was
Shaq.
Up there.
They pushed him a lot.
Yeah. That's what they need, push. The league needs to push him.
Sports are so much like wrestling. Some of y'all just don't even realize it.
I agree.
Like Anthony Edwards gave Kevin Durant the sweet chin music. He hit him with the I'm sorry, I love you. And hit him with the sweet chin music. About to put KD out of his misery.
I'm looking forward to that series, though. I didn't even realize they got the early game today. We're going to watch that one here.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be popping.
Yeah, they got the 4:30.
That's 4 p.m. your time?
Yeah, 4:30. Indeed.
Man, the game started early on the West Coast.
And that's
we ain't
life,
even
though.
Home half the
yeah,
time.
That, yeah, I know. Yeah, we watched a lot of that New York game here.
Yeah.
We had New York, Philly. Well, and then I realized there were two on, so we tapped into the multi-view.
And then I looked up and I said, hey, that's Jalen Suggs. He's playing.
Jalen Suggs miraculously turned. Jalen Suggs got shot mid-game and managed to return.
I mean, he literally tore, I think he tore his whole MCL and meniscus off the bone. And then just somehow.
Just back there jogging down the court, calling out defensive orders. I said, what's he doing out there?
He didn't even leave under his own power.
No, there was Ricky! And he came back.
Man, I had him for a steal in this parlay that I had. And I was like, oh, well, that's dead. And I go, that's Jalen Suggs right there.
KC was like, he's back. I was like, who? Jalen Suggs. I was like, how the hell is Jalen Suggs back in this game? There he was.
Just moseying around like nothing happened. No limp, nothing. Just like, I'm here. What? We had prayers for you an hour ago. What are you talking about?
Prayer emoji.
We had a candle vigil. We literally lit a candle for Jalen Suggs. What do I do with this candle now?
He said, I'm about to take this Tyrese Halliburton thing to the next level. I'm returning in the same game. Trista Crick, Heat Check Podcast, Bet MGM tonight. Best in the game. We love you, TK. We'll be back with
love
more
you guys
here
back.
On TK. Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm watching highlights from the Garden last night. That's so fire. That's so fire. Shout out Bernard King. Bernard King out there looking good.
Hey, shout out to Bernard, man. And then the crazy thing about that, too, and I got to salute them for that, is they were still in the building for long after the buzzer had sounded.
Yeah.
Just making noise. Like, that was crazy, man. Garden got it popping. Garden got it popping. Hey, speaking of, has anybody talked about them thugs in Denver? Anybody? The thugs in Denver.
Yeah, anybody? We can talk about it.
I mean, we ain't got to spend much time on it, but it seemed like, I mean, if this was Russell John Westbrook's Morant. Brother, John yeah. Morant's brothers, yeah. It'd be the whole first block of PTI.
Yeah, it might not even be up there, huh? Yeah, I don't.
And they've had thuggish behavior for a long time.
I've said what I've said before. My opinion on them hasn't changed. Y'all know what time it is. It's cute because they're white. If you think that it's anything else, you're fooling yourselves. Mm. Like, they're out there acting. They punched a person in the face. Like, I don't know what. Like, you could frame this as anything you want to. Those two, that whole family is covered the way that they're covered because they're white and for no other reason. You could frame it. We could try to tiptoe around this and be jackasses with it. Y'all know what it is. Those two guys are covered the way that they are because they're white.
They threaten another NBA player.
Anything else to say about it? They're covered the way that they are because they're white.
They threatened another NBA player, said they were going to show up.
Adam needs to do something about it too. Those dudes do not belong in NBA arenas anymore.
Oh, hell no. That's the other thing. This whole thing, this is just another moment in a series of moments that these guys have had over the course of the last 3-4 years.
And has a single media person had the balls to ask Adam Silver, hey, are you going to do anything about this?
Nah, they don't care.
Because I know Adam's going to speak, before the final start?
Yeah.
Yeah. They ain't going to be in Sacramento, so I can't do it.
Bro,
needs to ask him, is he going to do anything about this?
I'm not even saying, these guys are right or okay or nothing like that. But they had how many investigative pieces on Morant's family and his clique?
Mm-hmm.
Just breaking down everything they've ever done. But these guys are out here punching people, threatening NBA players. And it's just good. Look at the Jokic brother.
Was it Morris? Who'd they threaten? Yeah. It was Morris, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Terrible.
I'm absolutely Adam Silver needs to address this. Mm. Whether he addresses it with Denver, whether he's addressed with Nikola Jokic, he needs to address it publicly. Because there's gonna be a lot of people looking at this funny if he doesn't say something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll look at Adam funny, too,
yeah,
if he doesn't say something. Sure. It's whack. That's absolutely whack. It's big-ass thugs.
That's it.
Speaking of Adam Silver, The Athletic reported a little bit more on the NBA media rights deal. Early indications are, now we know the...
exclusive window.
The exclusive window. Yeah. That has expired.
Mm-hmm.
And the NBA is now free to negotiate with any and everybody. From what we've learned recently, the NBA is they're looking for a 10-year deal with, and this is from The Athletic, an emphasis on streaming. What exactly that means, I'm not entirely clear. Mm-hmm. I don't think The Athletic used this example on their own. Mm-hmm. I think the example may have been given to them, and because I think it states how dramatic what they're looking for is. But what they said was it wouldn't be unrealistic to think of, and they used conference finals or the NBA finals being on a streaming service such as Amazon Prime. That seems extreme to me. Just because I have to imagine the ad revenue for those two entities would be extraordinary, though that might not matter to the NBA. That might only matter to the broadcast partner. And if that doesn't matter to Amazon, who are we to say?
Right.
It's just really, are you willing to risk? I know it feels like the world is gearing towards services like Amazon Prime, Apple, YouTube TV, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also... You know, there are also areas that don't have that, internet capability. Mm-hmm. There are still people who use, antennas for HD signals.
Mm-hmm.
There are still people that do that. So, I don't think The Athletic floated that out there on their own. That may have been the NBA feeding information, talking about how extreme their emphasis on streaming is. Though I would be stunned if something as coveted as the conference finals and the NBA finals were available exclusively on something along the lines of Amazon Prime or Apple TV.
I'm trying to do a little research here. And I'm looking right now. This is just the first thing that came up on Google. It says there's 78 million, 78.8 million Amazon Prime subscribers, Prime Video subscribers in the United States. Do you think?
I'm sorry.
That's what this thing says.
78
million? 78.8 million Amazon Prime Video subscribers. So the question I was about to ask you is if this is accurate, do you think there's more people that have Prime or cable today? I'd still say cable, but it's probably closer than I realize.
Cable.
I'd say cable, but
if
that 78 million is correct, that's
78 million Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what gets my pre-workout drink to my door in 2 hours. That's what Amazon Prime is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I could see that. Okay, I could see that because I'm being stupid and dumbing it down to just the video surface.
Mm-hmm.
No, I could see 78 million people. I mean, especially post 2020, I feel like that's
right,
what.
Right.
Because I don't think I was an Amazon Prime subscriber till like 2020 or 2021,
when
I thought I was never going to go outside again.
Right. So the other question is like, and maybe that's like looking at where things are going to right now. So I'm just throwing out numbers. Say 100 million people have cable TV right now, and 78 million have Prime. They may say
that means
years,
it's going like this,
right?
Very visual years, what I'm doing right here. Yeah.
In 5 years, that might be closer to 80,
which is why
like
they're
that.
Looking for a 10-year deal, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Which, and I say all that to say, it might not affect them the way me and you think.
Yeah.
To put your conference finals on those streaming platforms like that.
So, flip side to that. NBA Finals are on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just cable.
Mm-hmm.
That's TV.
Right.
And I don't know how many people just have antennas outside their house. I know people do because I see them.
Right.
I just don't know how many.
Yeah.
You got me working a little bit.
There's also ways to stream that, though. You don't need TV. Like, you could have an Amazon Prime membership and an ESPN Plus membership in... If they kept it on ABC, you could still watch the finals on ABC, and you could, you know, watch the conference finals on Prime.
So 78 million Amazon Prime subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
Quick little search, an estimated 25 million Apple TV subscribers.
Mm.
31 million Peacock subscribers. ESPN Plus has 26 million. Hulu, 48. That's a Paramount Plus. Fascinating. 67.5.
Hulu?
Hulu was 48.5.
Which one was 67?
Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus. Wow. Goodness gracious.
So this is funny. HBO Max or Max.
That's the one I'm interested in.
97.7 million.
Mm.
Sort of. That's what it says. No service has undergone a larger transformation than Max. I'm trying to figure out why it says sort of. But it's a messy number compromising the totality of direct-to-consumer subscribers.
This is interesting. Sure. No, look in the morning. We got to take a break. Look into more of that. This is because I'm interested.
I just stopped looking at the clock.
Because I was thinking about Max because that's where TNT is. And if you can get Max on board and like stream on TNT, you don't need cable no more.
What was your Amazon number again?
78.8.
Yeah, I think that's wrong. This list, this digital trends list, I'll tell you what it says. When D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
We could bring it to the air because I asked the question. I said, as we're trying to figure out this whole streaming thing, NBA's next media rights deal, whatever. I said, and I'm as old school as they come.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still have cable boxes in the house. I watch cable. I did not cut the cord, but I'm sitting here and I'm, you know, trying to map out these bills and all this other stuff. And I'm like, I think it's about time I go to YouTube TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to start that process. And as I go to try and start the process and close out Xfinity, I can't find a price on just internet.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, right, I'm trying to figure out, all right, how do I get rid of this and just have it? Cannot find it. So obviously, I got to call in. They'll probably give me a deal or whatever. But the price that they have cable for right now, when you can get all the stuff that you get with cable on every streaming platform, whether it's a collective one like YouTube TV or just individually, what's the point of having cable TV outside of what you just said? High-speed internet.
Yeah, not everyone has high-speed internet. That's the reason why. But yeah, cable. I don't feel like cable has made their prices competitive.
No.
Like they remain
way too expensive.
Yeah, they've
way too expensive.
They've borderline priced themselves out of the market here to the point where even companies like DirecTV, who I absolutely despise because of my time with them, they've created streaming services. Mm-hmm. Like they've created DirecTV Stream or something along those lines, to where that's essentially their version of YouTube Live, or you know some of those different Hulus or whatever, Hulu Live.
I'm sorry, you're making a great point. I just Ben says it's an awkward time for Mark Brown to ask for a new deal, but he should be the coach as long as Fox and Sabonis are the core.
Ben is in on the gimmick now. Like that's a solid 2.5
that's
hours.
That's like
ago.
3 hours ago.
That's good. No, that's well done. That's well done. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. I left you with a tease there. You said you'd quick little research, and who knows? I'm looking at an article from Digital Trends right now. You said Amazon Prime has 78 million subscribers. Digital Trends has Amazon Prime subscribers pegged at 200 million.
Wow. Real quick, caveat is this, what I'm looking at, it says it was in 2022.
Okay.
So I don't know if they've gone up or down since the 200 million subscribers have gone up, but. You said 222 million?
200 plus million.
200 plus million.
And Netflix is the leader in all of this, who is going to live programming at the end of this year and obviously made their biggest acquisition to date with WWE joining them in January of 2025 at 269.6 million.
So I mean, look.
And I didn't realize this until I just said it out loud. It was this weekend where I was sitting at home literally doing nothing that I pulled up Netflix, and I think I had seen, like, on whatever card that I use Netflix for, the charge come through at, like, $22 a month. And I thought, I need to get rid of this trash. I don't use it. Like, Netflix is probably the one I utilize the least. And I just realized as I said that out loud that WWE is going there in January of 2025, where it will inevitably become $35 a month at some point.
So, I mean, look, if we're the NBA and we're talking to the ESPNs, the TNTs, they're like, no, you ain't got to go nowhere. Stay with us. I'm like, bro, Amazon and Netflix won in. And they've got about 500 million subscribers between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're ready to give us all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what they're talking about. Let me see what they're talking about real quick. Because I don't know if the way we just kind of mapped it out, I don't know if between regular cable, ESPN Plus, and Turner, HBO Max, whatever, combined, they reach the subscribers that Prime and Netflix have.
Mm.
Prime and Netflix are at 460 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said, yeah, maybe 100 million people, probably more than that. I'll give you 150, have cable. I think it was 26 million for ESPN. I think you said 96 million for Max. That's...
Ooh, let me see. This says December of 2022. Stand by. Let me I don't even know. And good God, where did this even... So that's... That can't be... Is that even right?
And that's before we start talking to NBC who wants in.
During a survey in January 2023, 40% of respondents stated that their household was currently subscribing to a cable television service. Subscription to cable TV services. So there's a number. This is the Wikipedia number. Wow. So forecast data from February 2023 indicates that the number of pay TV households in the United States, this was an article published 3 weeks ago. So at the end of 2024, the cable subscription number will stand at around 60.5 million.
Wow. I gave them 100, 150.
Yeah, I'm sorry, cable. you're Rob Lowe with the NFL hat on, man. It's over. It is over. hey. Goodbye.
Do you know if I don't know, anybody can answer this one. Do you know if it's harder, more difficult to come on.
What? No, wait a minute.
No, that's it.
Flag is in hand. It doesn't look like the flag has been flown. All right.
Do you think that is more difficult to illegally stream stuff off of Netflix and Amazon than it is off TV?
I have no idea because I would never illegally stream anything.
I wouldn't either. So that's why I'm asking other people.
I have no idea. Now I don't know how this relates to anything, but a friend of ours sent me a link over the weekend when Will Ospreay and Daniel Bryan were wrestling.
I thought he was in Japan.
Bryan Danielson's in AEW.
Oh, I didn't know he was. I saw him a couple weeks ago in Japan.
Well, he might have been it. He might have been. I don't know. Had a hell of a match though. Now I don't know. Like, I was watching this video through the link. I'm sure it was on the up and up.
It sounds like it.
But I'm not exactly like it wasn't like the smoothest process. Like every once in a while, like when the
allegedly
swerve,
it never is
Strickland process started, I had to. I had the X out and click on the link again.
Then you clicked on the wrong X and it.
Yeah, and then everything froze. Then the sound disappeared. Now, I don't really know what was going on because I've never partaken in this type of stuff before. But I'm sure the link was on the up and up. So yeah. I'm imagining for those who illegal stream, those felons, obvious, yeah, like bad people.
Terrible. Hey, we got them. We got them.
There's probably nothing easy about it.
Nah.
Especially when you got Dana White outside your house.
Right outside his house. We're looking at him
right now. We're looking at him right now.
Then
you got Benjamin who said, I illegally streamed AEW Dynasty.
Yo, come on, man. Come on, man. Get this guy.
Benjamin, change your screen name quick.
This guy. Come on, man. You can't do that. But I only asked because
it was not Benjamin that sent me the link.
Because, maybe that's like big on why people cut the cord. Like, I can watch the game. I don't need the subscription. I watch the game, stream it on here, or whatever the case may be. If they have to, if it's harder to do that on, Amazon Prime and Netflix and stuff like that, maybe, there might be a little pushback, or maybe because it's still not as much as cable, they'll be like, fine, I'll pay the $12 for Prime a month so I could watch it, or I'll pay the $25 for Netflix. It's still $250 cheaper than having cable, so maybe it wouldn't matter.
I think one
Talk
of the more
into a shoot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.